This parsha really starts in the middle of a conversation. Moshe Rabbeinu, the end of the last parsha, tells Hashem, Lama harayot lama zeh, why did you bring harm into these people, negatively speaking? And Hashem, at the end of the last parsha, says, Atatira, you're going to see what I'm going to do to Paroi. And Rashi tells us, what does it mean? You're going to see what I do to Paroi. It's to exclude that you are not going to be able to see and enter Eretz Yisrael. So clearly, Moshe Rabbeinu's complaint to Hashem of saying, why were you bad to these people, has very negative effects. And that's how we start this week's parasha, with Hashem continuing this conversation and saying, I appear to Avram and Yitzhak and Yaakov, and they never really doubted me, they never questioned me. So the obvious question becomes, how could Moshe Rabbeinu be questioning? Now, before that, what happened was that Moshe Rabbeinu went into Paroi for the first time, and Paroi's response was brutal onto the Jewish slaves. He said, okay, from now on, you guys have time to think about revolutionary tactics. What I'm going to do is make sure that everyone has to produce the same amount of what they were producing until now, but I'm not going to give them the bare minimum ingredients that's necessary for it. Therefore, produce the same amount without the materials, and that was very negative. That was a negative reaction. And when Moshe Rabbeinu came out, right before this, it says in Pasuk Yutes that the Shoytri B'nai Yisrael, they accosted Moshe, and they were upset about him. And they told him, what are you doing for us? Like, who brought you involved? Why are you getting involved with us? And Hashem should judge you. So, the Alta Slabodka says a fascinating idea. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu knew who were the two people who accosted him, Dasan Vavirim. Two negative people. People who years earlier had snitched on Moshe Rabbeinu, that sent them on the run. Two people that were hitting each other. In fact, when they were snitching, Moshe Rabbeinu said that's the whole reason for the gullus. The whole reason for the exile is because they had some bad Jews and apples among them. Some bad apples. These same people now show up and they start screaming at Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't want you here. All types of negative attitude. But the Alta Slabodka says, even with all this knowledge, the words entered Moshe Rabbeinu's ears. He heard the negativity coming out of Dasan Vavirim, and it affected him in how he spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu right after that. When you listen to evil people speaking, even if you're as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, it has an effect on you. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman writes that if a regular Yid would sit down and he would read anti-Semitic papers for 3 months, he would become an anti-Semite. A Yid, a frum person, well, anti-Semite. He would become a self-hating Jew, better phrase. That means that this parasha's beginning with the idea that we have to be extremely careful on what we read and what we listen to. And even though we think sometimes, we're going to understand what's true, what's fake news, what's real news, we have to understand that these things have an effect on us. Even to the point that Moshe Rabbeinu came to the point where he said something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he got somewhat punished, that he could not enter Eretz Yisrael, because he spoke improperly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because he listened to Dasan Vavirim screaming at him a second earlier. And the Medrash says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he came with a real taina. The reason why he wasn't punished more was because he came because of the Tzar of Yisrael, which means Moshe Rabbeinu heard Dasan Vavirim complaining. They officially cloaked it in, you're causing Tzar to Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu felt empathy for Klal Yisrael, a good thing, and therefore he questioned HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means even when we think we have good reactions, Moshe Rabbeinu could have answered, listen, I listened to Dasan Vavirim, but I ignored the evilness of what they were saying, and I only used it to fully grasp the goodness and to be empathetic toward Klal Yisrael. Even so, he spoke in the wrong way and he got punished. The idea is to be extra careful on things we're listening to and things we're watching and things, everything like that. If it's coming from evil people, even if it's cloaked as good things, we are negatively affected. Have a great Shabbos.